This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Wow. What's up? I just bought and financed a car through Carvana in minutes.
You? The person who agonized 4 weeks over whether to paint your walls eggshell or off-white bought and financed a car in minutes?
They made it easy. Transparent terms, customizable down and monthly. Didn't even have to do any paperwork.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. Hey, have you checked out that spreadsheet I sent you for our dinner options?
Finance your car with Carvana and experience total control. Financing subject to credit approval.
Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you, from daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between, because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Coming up at 8 o'clock, it's a game show Wednesday. We'll play Junkerty for your chance to win Metallica tickets and Wizards tickets.
Good.
Right now, though, we'll open up the entertainment page.
That's right, Ricky. Entertainment page driven by BMW Fairfax, DC's only BMW Center of Excellence award winner for the ultimate buying experience on your ultimate driving machine. Get over to BMW Fairfax. As for Miriam, she's the general manager. Check him out, BMWFairfax.com. Did not scratch my window this morning, Cakes.
Very good. Smart.
I used like a big ass like brush thing that you would sweep your garage.
Okay, good.
The snow's pretty easy to get off your car.
It was kind of light
today.
Fluffy.
It was,
yeah, it was easy. No problem.
But don't you warm the car up and defrost it first just to loosen it up more?
Mine automatically goes on at 5 o'clock, but because I got earlier.
Oh, that's why you got it automatic.
I just hit the button. The button three times.
That's the one thing I don't have. I got to go out and start it manually.
You're a Toyota guy, right? Is that your
deal? Got an Avalon TRD, but it doesn't have an automatic starter.
Does it have four wheel drive? Your vehicle?
Negatory.
It's just front wheel drive. No problem though.
I mean, yeah, it's fine. I mean, I was slipping around a little bit.
As long as you have front wheel drive, you should
be
fine.
Side roads, I was slipping around a little bit. Main roads, I was cool.
Really?
Yeah.
I had no issues. Just drive slowly. Mm-hmm. You should be
That's
fine.
Key.
Although
Those
I don't know
conditions.
Where you would go because I can't imagine many people having people go in.
Yeah, I don't think many people are going in today at all.
Going in.
I know all the schools are closed.
Once again, your EP lead, windshield, and car stuff.
Well, I'm just giving you an update. You guys were making fun of me yesterday, giving you an update. All right, Valdez, give me this story. This got interesting. There's, some social media guy was on his jet ski in Brazil. And I guess he had his camera with him. And at one point, he looked over out in the sort of, towards the, out there, a couple hundred yards away, still on a jet ski, you notice two people were banging on a jet ski.
Jeez.
Man, that's
pretty ballsy,
That's kind of wild.
Can you get in trouble for that? Having sex in the open water?
I think in Brazil, I don't think there are any rules when it comes to public banging.
Is that right? Okay. Yeah.
Hey, if that's international water, it could be even freakier.
That's true. It's a very good point. Didn't think about that.
Right.
Did you see the guy on, he was kayaking in New Zealand, and there was a 17-foot great white following him?
I did see that. That's terrifying. Because, I mean,
he easily could have been
he said
toppled over and eaten there.
He said it was messing with the canoe's rudder.
Yeah.
Like, if it really wanted to, flip the canoe, it could do it in a heartbeat.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, if it really wanted
if it really wanted him, he was done.
Yeah, he would have been dead.
Yeah, I saw.
I would have been freaking out.
Sure.
Yeah,
he handled it remarkably well.
First of all, I wouldn't be on a kayak.
I'm never going kayaking.
Where there are great whites. I've done kayaking a couple times with my brother. It's very overrated, but it's not out in the. It's not out where there are 15-foot man eaters. Okay, these are done in rivers or creeks or tidal pools.
Not in the ocean.
Not out where there are big, scary creatures.
But he got lucky.
There was a viral video of a guy, And I don't know if it was old and it was just kind of being retweeted or whatever. Could have been one of those things about like nature or whatever. Mm-hmm. And the guy was out, obviously, like some trail somewhere. And there was a big bear that came upon him. He was feeding the bear.
No.
It is, by the way, a massive bear.
Sometimes I think that's fake.
He's feeding the bear, and I don't know if he's doing it to try to appease him or whatever. And what do you think happened about 5 seconds into the video?
What?
The bear just all of a sudden just lurched at him, and I presumably killed
probably
him.
Probably just mauled him.
Yeah.
The bear was probably like, okay,
this massive
food,
bear.
This food you're handing me is nice, but
I want the whole thing.
I think I'm going to eat you instead.
Yeah.
I mean, so he got mauled like Leo DiCaprio.
I suppose I never saw that movie.
Yeah, well, Leo somehow survived.
I'm guessing
the Revenant.
The Revenant. Yeah.
Never saw it. Did that movie do well?
I don't know what it did box office wise.
Probably not.
I remember seeing
it was critically acclaimed. I don't know how much money it made. It probably made a
very
decent
depressing
amount.
And violent movie.
Right, made $500 million.
But it was good.
That sounds like a pretty good haul.
That did pretty well then. By the way, speaking of not doing well, so LIV Golf was interesting last week. First of all, they were in Riyadh, Saudi Arabia.
It's not louder anymore. What's the motto?
I don't know.
Live is in the middle.
No, I watched,
you said it. It's not golf, but louder.
I watched 2 minutes of it with Valdez in the studio, and I was like, they're playing golf. They're playing golf at night.
Yeah, played the whole tournament at night, which is pretty cool.
Yeah, it's a cool gimmick.
Different look.
I think it's Long Live Golf.
Something like that.
Yep, that's it. Long Live Golf.
But it may not be long for FS1. Their ratings were pathetic. What's interesting is they actually did four times better on the CW. They
really?
Say the CW would regularly capture audience. This shocked me, of 200,000 viewers.
Okay.
Which, you know, it's not a big number, but I mean, if say the PGA Tour without Tiger does like a million.
Yeah.
They were doing 200,000. I'm kind of shocked by that. They say they were getting 50,000 on FS1. Now, the problem is, I just don't think a lot of people watch FS1 and FS2.
Yeah, sounds bueno.
They said on Thursday, because it started on Thursday.
Yeah.
They drew a 12,000 number.
Jeez.
12,000.
That's registered.
That's not good.
Colt Nost, when he was doing the broadcast at 16 at the Waste Management, he said, he goes, there's 24,000 people here at the whole 16 alone. That's it's 2 times 12,000. Take a shot at LIV.
He's always taking a lot of shots at LIV. I don't quite know.
That's barely above the number. Remember, it was like 9,000 or 10,000 were watching Nats games when they were really bad?
Yeah.
Like 15, we always mocked it?
Yeah.
This is a national broadcast with the same amount of people.
But listen, I just don't think it's...
So the Tuesday night bit is crushing it.
Say again.
TGL?
Okay. TGL getting like 800, 900, a million? Yeah.
LIV would do anything for the TGL numbers.
They would.
Yeah. But now the TGL, by the way, is off this week, right? And then Valdez and I were talking about this week.
Oh, that's
and then
right.
They're in the triple header next week.
They have a triple header on Monday, starting at 1 o'clock.
And I assume Tiger will play that?
I think so. If he's done grieving about Clotilde.
Still can't figure out how she passed. She looked fine.
I still can't find out.
Before. I just need to know what happened.
You need closure.
I need closure.
You have to know.
It could have been sudden.
It shocks me when you see someone, they look fine, and next day they're dead.
Yeah.
The hell's that happen?
It sucks.
Doesn't it bum you golf guys out that John Rahm and Bryson are playing their careers like it's not even happening?
Yeah, no.
Kind of. It's too bad.
But they knew the risk.
They're still playing the majors. That's all that really matters.
Yeah.
I mean, I guess if your sport only matters 16 days a year.
Yeah.
It kind of does. Plus the Ryder Cup. I mean, that's kind of all that matters.
They grabbed the big sacks of money, and they knew that they were going to be playing in Anvil.
They did, but it sucks for everyone else. I mean, they're great talents, and nobody will ever see them play. I mean, more people are watching cornhole, literally.
That's weird.
There was a kickball tournament on ESPN 2 this past weekend.
Wow, made it on ESPN 2?
Yeah, I couldn't believe it. Charlotte.
It wasn't when they were doing the Ocho or whatever, doing that bit?
No, it was just it was like a championship match in a tournament. I couldn't believe it.
Maybe we can get a rematch against Chad Dukes.
No, I'm retired from kickball.
Well,
embarrassing enough. Though, which is cool. I actually like it. And sometimes they show it on ESPN, college kids, spike ball.
I know that's on too.
I'll never watch that.
My family plays it every summer at
those
the beach.
Those guys are ridiculous.
They're amazing.
Yeah, they're
they're not slugging 12 beers on the beach while they're
doing it.
Maybe
afterwards. They're amazing. I have to say, my kids are really good at it too because they're younger and they're diving all around.
I'd rather have a railroad spike jammed into my ear.
But the ones I've seen in college, they're not on sand though. They're just doing it on grass.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
You know what game I like to play at the beach? Read the book.
You're a book guy?
That's a good
one. Yeah, of course.
You're a big book guy. Yeah, I don't do books. Basically, in general. I definitely don't do books at the beach. But then, yeah.
You know what game I like to play at the beach? Is what hottie's going to walk by, sir?
Do you always wear sunglasses so you can...
Yeah, I mean...
So you can... Yeah, nobody have an issue.
Yeah. So they don't know you're staring?
Sure.
Yeah, right. All right, so we were making fun earlier of Tom Brady and his outfit. Drab was offended by his $750,000 watch. Well, what's interesting is Taylor Swift, she looked like she was wearing nothing. But when you put all her jewelry and everything together, she was alone. It's not $750,000, but she was wearing over $60,000 ensemble, right? She was just wearing like a tank top and like jean shorts.
Yeah.
But when you add up her bracelets and her necklaces and everything else, it came up to over $60,000. She had a $1,000 purse, which I guess is nothing.
That doesn't sound like a lot.
That sounds cheap.
She had $1,000 boots. I guess they say she was wearing a white bodysuit. That top, it looked like a tank top.
Okay,
that was $1,300.
Really?
Can you imagine?
It's just like a leotard.
Yeah, it looked like a leotard.
She had Fruit of a Loom on.
I'm not going to complain anymore when my kids buy a $140 Lululemon. You know?
Oh, I will.
I guess
they could be spending $1,300. On a bodysuit from wherever she got it. But and then she had a $3,000 blazer. But everything else was, she had two rings. One was retailed at $12,500. The other was at a little over $5,000. She had a hand chain. What's a hand chain? I guess that's a bracelet.
It sounds like a bracelet, yeah.
That was $4,000. And then she had a nubby $32,000 watch from Cartier.
I mean, for a woman of her means, she's a billionaire. It doesn't sound like she's dressing
that flashy.
She's not
going crazy.
Right.
I did a video with Kelsey when I was in L.A. at a place called Erewhon. It's like a fancier Whole Foods, like an organic place.
I think I saw that bit you did with her.
She asked me to pick up items and then guess how much they cost.
Oh, I know you were terrible at that. Four mini donuts, okay.
They were like $18.
Well, that's ridiculous.
Because
everything there was outrageously priced.
Because I can go into the BP near my house. I think it's rebranded to an Amoco now. And I can buy 6 Hostess donuts. I think those are like $2.
They've gone up.
Now, they'll kill you because they're loaded with all the saturated fats. But they're so delicious. And they're much cheaper than $18.
You know what I think she told me the video went viral.
Viral.
And she was all fired up because Spencer Pratt commented on her TikTok.
Oh, nice.
Brett used to love Spencer Pratt.
I love Spencer and Heidi.
What did he call himself?
I don't know. I don't know.
I feel like it was King or something.
Self-appointed nickname.
Something
was
in there.
Was he a king? He was a state king? He wasn't a state king.
Yeah, probably not.
Maybe it was just Pratt Daddy or something like that.
I had to go to the grocery. My wife wanted me to grab a few things for dinner, you know, before the snow, get some milk. I was a sucker, Cakes.
What'd you get?
I couldn't resist. I had my sweet tooth was coming.
What, the zingers?
No, I didn't get the zingers. I got they're covered in sugar, those jelly things. They're just like jelly, but they're just covered in sugar.
Okay.
And just a big pack of them. They're fruity. So they have like red, grape, yellow, green,
so it's
orange.
Like candy. It's like the candy jellies.
The jellies.
Yeah, yeah. I know what you're talking about. Yeah.
They're so good.
Of course.
But it's 100% sugar.
That's the sugar.
It's just terrible for you.
Cake, Spencer Pratt's wife is?
Heidi.
Heidi Montauk.
And they were nicknamed?
Spidey.
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 Of course, everybody knows
so maybe
that.
Maybe that's what
Who
I
doesn't
was
know
of?
That, JP?
All right, some people are giving Kendrick Lamar a hard time, not for the performance, but I guess he was.
Jason gives him a hard time for being short.
short too.
Is he? How short is he?
5'5".
Oh.
He's Billy Joel's height. Still throws me.
Taller than Muggsy Bogues. It's got him by 2 inches.
Apparently,
but shorter than Spud Webb.
Would you do this? I have a buddy that does something similar. He was wearing women's jeans.
Why?
I don't know.
What's the point?
He had probably like a boot cut. They were size 29.
Yeah.
Women's jeans. 29.
He has a 29-inch waist?
He typically wears a 33. Okay. But these jeans, for whatever reason, were size 29 women's jeans. And his stylist, I don't know, picked them out for him. They're kind of like flared out at the bottom.
Like bell-bottoms.
Yeah. Bell-bottoms. He had no problem rocking them. But they were women's jeans. I have a buddy who was looking for some warm pants to play golf, and he found these like fleece pants. They happen to be women's, but he loves them. They fit him great. He wears them out when it's cold. Would you wear women's?
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Hey, I'm Andy. If you don't know me, it's probably because I'm not famous. But I did start a men's grooming company called Harry's. The idea for Harry's came out of a frustrating experience I had buying razor blades. Most brands were overpriced, overdesigned, and out of touch. At Harry's, our approach is simple. Here's our secret. We make sharp, durable blades and sell them at honest prices for as low as $2 each. We care about quality so much that we do some crazy things, like buy a world-class German blade factory. Obsessing over every detail means we're confident in offering a 100% quality guarantee. Millions of guys have already made the switch to Harry's, so thank you if you're one of them. And if you're not, we hope you give us a try with this special offer. Get a Harry starter set with a 5-blade razor, weighted handle, shave gel, and a travel cover. All for just $3 plus free shipping. Just go to harrys.com and enter code STYLE at checkout. That's harrys.com, code STYLE. Enjoy!
This President's Day, upgrade the look of your home without breaking your budget. Save up to 40% site-wide on brand new window treatments now at Blinds.com. Blinds.com, the number one online retailer of custom window treatments, is the better way to give your home the presidential treatment. Blinds.com makes it easy with free virtual consultations on your schedule and samples delivered directly to your door, fast and free. Choose from trending woven wood shades or upgrade to motorized. Blinds.com has everything and more, all with upfront pricing and no hidden fees. Need help with installation? Blinds.com can handle it for you. Or DIY with expert guidance from our design pros. With over 25 million windows covered and our 100% satisfaction guarantee, you can count on Blinds.com to deliver results you'll love. Shop Blinds.com's President's Day Mega Sale Last Chance right now and save up to 40% site-wide, plus a free professional measure. Up to 40% off site-wide at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Pants.
I guess if they fit and I knew I wouldn't get joned on for wearing them, sure.
Well, I mean, how would anybody know?
I don't know.
You would have to admit it.
You have to be a real fashionista to be able to pick that out.
You got
to
be pretty secure in your manhood.
Yeah.
Got to take a break if you want to chime in. 800-636-1067 is the number. Remember, it's a game show Wednesday. Your chance for Metallica and Wizards tickets coming up at 8 o'clock.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Flurries of fun await this winter in Indiana. Feel the rush of the Midwest's only refrigerated toboggan run. Ski down snow-covered slopes and marvel at frozen waterfalls on a winter hike. When it's time to unwind, from outdoor fun to indoor escapes, your perfect winter getaway starts in Indiana. Plan your trip today at inindiana.com/winter.
Can't you see it? A sparkling roadside EV quick charge power facility. It's chargers, control panels, and switchgear powering a renewable energy tomorrow that's squeaky clean. We know that unless you have the right supplier, that world might just be a fantasy. But here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We're now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
Head to Safeway this week for these amazing digital deals for members. Signature Farms chicken, split breasts, drumsticks, or thighs, buy one, get one free of equal or lesser value when you buy two. Or a wheat variety bread, 24-ounce selected varieties, buy one, get one for free of equal or lesser value when you buy two. And Progresso soup, 18 to 19-ounce selected varieties, buy two, get three free of equal or lesser value when you buy five. Visit Safeway.com for more details. See you in the aisles.
Do you believe you were wrongfully terminated for speaking up against your employer? Wilshire Law Firm isn't afraid to go up against corporate giants and will protect you every step of the way. Get justice and feel safe. Call the experts at Wilshire Law Firm at 1-800-800-3333.